Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery was first elected in 2010, surprising Rick Romley, who was serving on an interim basis after Andrew Thomas left the position. Montgomery beat Romley in a primary. Montgomery has been popular among Republicans, but his stances on criminal justice reform and capital punishment have made him a target for criticism from a number of groups. Montgomery was the focus of a profile by Arizona Republic investigative reporter Dennis Wagner, who joins me to talk about it. Dennis, one of the things you write about is Montgomery's background, how his dad was a convicted felon. How do you think that affected Montgomery's move into the legal profession?
When we started talking, I knew nothing about this part of his past, and he divulged that his dad didn't live in the home much of the time, but when he was there, there were a lot of domestic issues, mm-hmm. and it was a pretty unstable life. He lived in barrios of Southern California, Los Angeles suburbs, and then he divulged that his dad had been convicted of drug smuggling. And, I mean, he had little details like he saw the marijuana compartment in his dad's truck, and he had sheriff's deputies storm into their home when he was in the bathroom getting ready for school, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine, as he's telling it, you can see the emotion in his face about how it traumatized him as a boy. I think it was more the instability and the lack of a stereotypical family unit that had a huge impact on him, more so than the drug conviction, but that was part of the larger scenario.
So we've all heard the phrase, those of us who've done any reading at all, we always hear the Horatio Alger story. Does this fall in the line with that sort of story as far as a guy who tried to pick himself up by his bootstraps, become a straight-A student, that kind of thing? Did it seem like that was a legitimate story to you when you talked to him? And was this really his true story?
Yes, I think it does have a lot of truth to it. And I will say I was really surprised to come across all this background as I started talking to him. It just struck me. And first of all, the Horatio Alger story, that's actually fictional.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Usually the true story isn't exactly like the fictional story. But I will say that it seemed to have a lot of parallels to me. And I always think of it when you really find someone like this, and you read about it, you think, well, okay, maybe that's the story here, but it happens all the time. And my impression is that very seldom do you find a guy who comes out of this kind of neighborhood, this kind of family, and creates his own story.
Mm-hmm. There are times that those who are most vocal about their ethics and their morality are the ones we sort of look to say, okay, where are you at? Are you actually hiding something? Because he talks so much about how important his family is to him. You're not going to find any skeletons in the closet. Did you look for him? And did you find any?
You don't do a profile without looking for him. And one of the things that anyone does in a profile is you get a list of people who are really close to the person, who care about the person, who believe in the person, and you talk to them. And then you get a list of haters, of people who disagree with the person, think the person is corrupt or whatever, mm-hmm. and you talk to them. And I didn't find anybody who despised Montgomery who had the kind of thing that you're talking about, who had the skeleton in the closet kind of issue.
One key part of what you wrote, drug sentencing. We're seeing the ACLU and the Koch brothers coming in and saying, hey, we need to have fewer people in prisons. It almost feels like Montgomery's not into that.
He's not into that. In fact, he mentioned in a part of the story where I talked to him about there's been a lot of rumor mill stuff about Montgomery being involved with dark money and sometimes specifically trying to associate him with the Koch brothers. And he's like flat out denial of that. And I never found any evidence to the contrary. But mm-hmm. his point is, I don't agree with the Koch brothers on issues such as sentencing reform. And he doesn't. He's got his own view on that. Whether you disagree or not, that's another issue. But he's got a clear-cut view that there should be efforts to help people who have committed nonviolent offenses, mm-hmm. help them redeem themselves. But otherwise, he's not too keen on sentencing reform.
He is saying that his approach has actually led to, that kind of approach is leading to a reduction in crime, a reduction in violent crime. So he sees no reason to go the other way.
Right. He sees a history of, in the past 20 years, of really stiff sentencing rules. And at the same time, significant drop in the crime rate.
Yeah. Investigative journalist that you've been for a long time, you did look for skeletons in the closet. So you didn't find any, but what was the worst thing a critic said about Bill Montgomery?
From his point of view, maybe, and would be that he protected political allies in prosecutions. Mm-hmm. So they looked at...
You mentioned Russell Pierce in the piece.
They looked at a case where in the Fiesta Bowl scandal of Arizona, one of the lawmakers who was accused of taking gifts from the Fiesta Bowl committee, tens of thousands of dollars in gifts, Montgomery elected not to charge him. And Russell Pierce, the senator, had been an ally of Bill Montgomery, a supporter of his campaign. And there were other instances like that where people felt like, wow, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Did you expect Montgomery to have these different layers? Because when we see him at press conferences or we talk to him, you even describe him as nerdy in the piece, and just really doesn't betray much emotion. As a reporter, as a journalist, were you happy there were more layers to peel there?
In this case, yeah, I was surprised at the emotion he showed during interviews. Mm-hmm. I was pretty much shocked by that. And I also was surprised by some of the dualities, things that I didn't expect. On the one hand, I think most journalists and probably even the public is aware to some extent that on occasion Bill Montgomery has really attempted to keep things out of the public light, whether it's a shooting of a suspect by a police officer that's questionable and he doesn't want the videotapes to be released, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I saw him, I think there was a perception of him as a guy that doesn't want things to come out in the open. And yet here he agreed to sit down and talk to me for hour after hour. He talked about transparency, and it didn't just sound like the palavering of a politician, I guess. Mm-hmm. It was just interesting to me that there were two sides to that issue as well.
Dennis Wagner, investigative reporter for the Arizona Republic. We've been talking about his piece about Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery. Dennis, thanks.
Thank you.